This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've written him letters since I was a kid, including Coach Lefty Driesell. I have the utmost respect. There's only one Coach Williams here. His name's on the court. I anticipate I'll be buzzed to everybody around here and should be. He was sitting on the front row yesterday. He was the first call that I had in this process. I never told anyone in the process of my relationship with Coach. I have the utmost respect for him during his time here, but also his career at all four schools that he was the head coach at. And what I've done pales in comparison to what he has done, but I sure hope that we can have a trajectory similar to what he had when he was the coach here.
So that was Buzz Williams talking about Gary Williams. I think that was on Big Ten Network talking about his admiration for Gary Williams. And Buzz,
he's getting a lot done now.
Yeah, Farrell Payne.
Finally.
Farrell
Payne. Been here a week. Finally.
Let me just say, Farrell Payne from Texas A&M, he's here. Solomon Washington, Texas A&M, he's here. Miles Rice from Indiana, he's in the fold.
Rodney Rice not ruled out coming back?
I don't think he's coming back.
I don't think he's coming back.
I think that money's gotten a little obscene. That they can spend it elsewhere. But Malachi Palmer, Christian Jeffrey, they're going to Villanova. Everybody else is gone. So Beltway
Swan Rogers coming back?
Beltway Ben, how do you feel?
Cowboy, come home.
About
come
Buzz.
I feel good. I think the Washington addition excites me more than most because there's a lot of box score watchers out there. He will be on the All-Big Ten defensive team next year. I'm marking that now.
Wow.
He'll guard the best player in opposing teams. Miles Rice, if they would have went after him last year, would have had to pay close to $2 million. That kid was at Washington State, blew up in the NCAA tournament, and in postseason play. Of course, he goes to Indiana. He wasn't like bad.
Had right? 16 against Maryland.
Yeah, and it was all in the second half, and he was the reason Indiana got back into that Maryland game. I like that pick up a lot. There's some crickets about other people right now. I think this week we'll see a lot of names. They're attached to a lot of guys that are gone after by mid-major schools that aren't like going to score 30 a night, but they're going to do dirty work, and that's kind of buzz as well.
It's buzz ball.
But I do think like. Kid from Georgetown, Mac, if they could somehow get him. He's not in the portal yet, but if they could get him.
There's some buzz.
And he does have a Maryland tattoo on his body. So
Wow. Like a universe? Like a...
The Maryland logo, the old logo, yes, on his body. Because we talked about
it
last
year. Random Maryland flag.
No. Is that the Harvard kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
The turtle logo?
It's an M. It's an M, and it has like the flag in the top of the...
I gotcha. Cool tattoo.
Ben is to that tattoo as Gigi was to tattoos over the weekend.
Yeah, it's true. Yes.
Now, I don't know really why, but I've come to really dislike the University of Michigan. Full disclosure, when I lived in Detroit, I would hang out in Ann Arbor all the time and loved it. They're cleaning up, are they not? Everything I'm reading is Michigan, Michigan, Michigan.
I think people are overdoing it a little bit. I don't think Lindenborg will end up going there. If he does go there, I mean, he's the number one guy in the portal. Mm-hmm. If he does go there, that's a massive get. I think he's going to the NBA. We'll see. Cadeau was like a below average guard at UNC. He's very fun. He can throw the lob. He can do all that. But they were legitimately playing him like he was Shaq because that's how bad of a three-point shooter he is as a guard. Guys were guarding him in the paint as a point guard. I think there's a lot of hype around May and everybody's excited. But, I mean, they hit well last year with Wolf and Vladdy. Yeah. That was big inside. But again, I don't think Lindenborg is going to go there. I think he's going to go to the NBA. And Cadeau is fine, but I'm trusting Buzz. I like what Buzz is doing.
You trust in Buzz.
So he's all the way in.
So the five stages of grief are over, Ben, is what we're saying.
Just about. I mean, Villanova's really racking up the Maryland
second tier.
The least of our. Yeah, that's exactly
Malachi Palmer and Christian Jeffrey.
And I would like to have Palmer back, but again, like when those are the two guys that you bring with you, it says more about you than it does others.
What about on the recruiting scene? I know they lost the one
Christian Jeffrey.
Kid's going with the Dirty Rat. But are you hearing anything about inroads?
Wrencher's going to visit. He's, like, I think the only recruit that they might want to come with him. I mean, he's a pretty exciting player. Plays above the rim. Tough guy. A Buzz type of player.
That's the Buzz I'm hearing.
He's commenting on all of, like, everybody who's committed to Maryland. Wrencher's commenting on, like, when Payne committed, he did. When Washington committed, he did. He has said he hasn't heard from Buzz yet, which was kind of weird, but he said he heard from an assistant. Buzz has not named any assistants yet, so that's interesting.
From an assistant to be named later.
I think we know where that's going.
Yeah. He's got the guys with 100
Buzz's
years of service. Yeah.
Going to be in town.
Yeah.
The whole posse.
We're going to get back to the Orioles next. Remember, national championship games tonight. You can hear that game right here on 105.7 The Fan. Is that correct, Bowen? The game's on The Fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Immediately following BBT.
Oh, here it is, with your co-host to be named.
I think it's Ben.
I am.
I got the official.
Oh,
official. It's Ben.
I'm loose in the bullpen. Yeah,
I saw you swinging.
No, you were already prepared because you and I both read this situation the same way because we're cut from the same cloth.
That's right.
And this was only going in one direction.
Jacob Calvin Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. What does he think of the O's through 10 games? He's going to tell us next year on The Fan.